Pennsylvania juvenile judge has been sentenced to 28 years in prison for accepting millions of dollars in bribes to incarcerate young people in detention centers owned by friends.
1999, the morning after Halloween. The courtroom was jammed like a big can of sardines. Officer Hoss was testifying as to my arrest, but he was testifying and my lawyer made him confess. He said he pulled me over because the exit that I caught was the wrong way, but that was not reflected in the report. He then asserted his probable cause the surgeon was smelling a drug, but nowhere on my person did they find as much as a nug. He did, however, retrieve what he believed to be illegal weapons after illegally searching my person and seizing the keys to the trunk to collect them. It should have been clear to all in attendance my rights were violated by the law with a vengeance. My defense was way above standard, however the honorable Judge Lander banged his gavel with a smug candor. I was convicted of possession of destructive devices with the intent to deliver without a license. Soon as I walked in the door, I put the judge's name in Google. A local paper reported on his Masonic approval. It seemed he liked a canoodle with prepubescent pupils. My suspicion quadrupled that I had been bamboozled. I took a few belly breaths and I felt considerably calmer. I thought it was time to get a bit more acquainted with his honor. I saw photos of him with the Kids for Cash judges. He gets a lot of mail from a lot of angry mothers. He sent kids to boot camp for having a pill or pot, and I bet he got the same kickbacks Judge Chivarilla got. The only difference is he got the loot and got away, but let me tell you, fella, I can guarantee you not today. The Honorable Philander will answer the allegation if it doesn't satiate the court, there's simply no salvation. His buddy took a million in bribes while destroying lives. Something's fishy here, I think it's gonna get more macabre. Sitting in front of the Criminal Justice Center in a blue Mazda, waiting for Judge Philander to exit the building to follow him to his casa. I see him 6:20, what do you know, it's dark enough to switch the whole plan up and follow him into the parking structure. We got to level F. He turned around startled, looking at me, so I started reaching for the devil's breath. I blew 2 grams of scopolamine into his face, put the bag over his head, gun to his waist. Told the judge to take me to his residence right away. He put the Lincoln in drive and then commenced without a delay. I brought a .45 in case the plan went astray, but the Burundanga had him ready to do whatever I say. But for good measure and my own protection, I needed to know that we were headed in the correct direction. Upon suggestion, he emptied his pockets outright. I saw his ID, Upper Marion, that sounds about right. I was familiar with the area, so yes indeed, when we arrived in his driveway, I was more than pleased. Here's your keys, let us go unlock the door. Entering the vestibule, I was cocksure. Phil, relax, let me get you some pie. Would you like a drink? I see you got some Rittenhouse rye. That's my favorite brand. Is that a picture of you and Kobe shaking hands? Phil, you never told me you were a Lakers fan. My first order of business was to obtain permission to his laptop so I could nullify my bogus conviction. The good judge gladly gave me absolute access to ujsportal.pacourts.us. Whereupon I simply typed my name into a box. Hit delete, shit was sweet, it's like I just rewound the clocks. Then I exited the browser in a groovy style. Click computer, searched his hard drive for all movie files. 322 results, arranged them all by size. Clicked the biggest file and I just could not believe my eyes. It was Judge Phil Lander in the flesh. Save the leather suit, leather whip, leather boots, leather vest. Dancing around the village people, it was not so cute. On top of that, the young man with him seemed to be a prostitute. Something made me want to hurt the judge initially, but I concluded he'd already hurt himself officially. I opened his Outlook Express and attached the file to all his contacts, clicked send, and it took a while. Scopolamine was wearing off, so I had to knock him out. Crushed up 10 grams of alprazolam and stuffed it in his mouth. Called the cops from the landline in his home, took the keys to his town car, and I was gone. I left his amateur video on pause, front and center. What an adventure when the police enter.
Millions of dollars in kickbacks in exchange for sending kids to private detention centers.
You got 28 years behind bars for your crime. It wouldn't have been right if you got 29. Man, you should have got 80. Mainly for what you did to that lady. You got 28 years behind bars for your crime. It wouldn't have been right if you got 29. Man, this shit is so crazy. What you did to that lady? Murdered a baby.